game-winning plays over the final 19 seconds for our guest on this Ford Locker Room wrap-up, Kate and Archie. Those 2 points, part of 7, 3 of 5 from the field. Career-high tying 4 assists in 26 minutes of action. First, the shot. It was coming out of a timeout. Only 5, or actually, it was coming off a deflection.
Yeah.
Just 5 to shoot. You get the basketball near the top of the key. Is it just go right away, or what's going through you?
Oh, yeah, Coach Berg gave us the options. You know, he told me to get the ball, and if I see a wide open lane, go attack, make a play. If not, hit somebody in the corner. But I seen the gap, I attacked, went up strong, and finished.
On the other end, open three for Smith comes off. Rebound Gonzalez. We hear the whistle. Automatically, we think foul with about, I think it was 0.8 before the reset. Thankfully, it's a tie-up. Yeah. You're the one that ties him up, and I saw the display of emotion. I'd love to see it after you knotted him up, after he got the rebound. Is it simply just trying to stop him in any way possible, or is that something that you guys would have worked on in practice?
No, for sure. You just want to get a stop in that situation. You just want to make sure you don't get a foul. You know, make sure no one gets an open shot and just play defense hard without fouling. That's exactly what we did. I made a play on the ball, and then everything else is over with after that.
All right, they end up resetting it to 1.5. You've got to do one more thing. About a 75-foot pass down to a former wide receiver in Cam Bryant. I know you're from Dallas. Did you have to channel Dak Prescott at all, or how did that work?
Shout out my boy Dak, for real. You know, I've been watching NFL Network for a minute now, you know, trying to get my spiral tight. So I seen Cam. I seen Kamari. I knew we had athletes down there, so I knew I just had to throw it up and make a play on it, and then that's what happened.
Being able to make a play at the end of the game like that after you didn't get a chance to play at the end of last game, despite it being another one-point victory, what did it mean to you to be able to finish a game like that in so many different ways?
Oh, you know, as a player, you know, we put in work every day, and you definitely want to be in the court, like, when it's crunch time. But like Coach preaches all the time, it can be anybody. Tonight it was me. You know, Saturday it could be somebody else. So just always staying ready, you know. Never keep your head down, but always staying ready.
3 consecutive wins, ULM, Louisiana, this one, 2 of those by 1 point. Has anything substantially changed with the mood in the locker room, or do you just feel that it's finally clicking for you guys?
A little bit of both. You know, we had a lot of team meetings and things like that, you know, guys getting stuff off their chest. And I feel like over these past couple of weeks, we had a time to reconnect and figure out our identity and get back to our roots, really. Like, that's been a key emphasis that Coach Berg been preaching, get back to our identity. And I think we adopted that, and we've been applying that into the game.
You know, it was a one-point victory against UT Arlington here not too long ago, the one-point win against Louisiana that you just had last Saturday. Mm-hmm. Getting into so many tight spots and getting battle tested with those experiences, how do you feel like those help prepare you for this one?
Oh, it definitely helps. You know, the more tight games you play in, the more experience you're gonna have, and the more comfortable you're gonna be doing it. Hopefully we don't be in too many 1 point games like that. Like, hopefully we can keep the lead extended. But you know, I think that's just a testament to our maturity. You know, we got older guys, you know, we got a lot of guys that don't get rattled, so that's a big key.
Well, at least this time you left a little bit more time on the clock at Upstate. Last year, but there was 1/10 of a second
yeah,
left when you hit
yeah,
the end.
Yeah, it's something about to get into the rim for the game winners, man. I love it.
Outstanding job. 7 points, 4 assists. The game winner with 19 seconds left. The game clinching turnovers. Georgia Southern turns back a hot South Alabama team, 58-57. Kaden, great stuff. We'll talk to you a little bit more later on.
Thank you.
The Ford Locker Room wrap-up continues with head coach Brian Berg after this timeout. What better way to enjoy your game day traditions than with tech-savvy SUVs like Ford Explorer, Escape, and the built wild Bronco Sport. Rugged, powerful, innovative SUVs that help make the most of every experience. Learn more at buyfordnow.com. We'll get Brian Berg from somewhere here at Hander Fieldhouse, and we'll do it after this timeout. Georgia Southern beat South Alabama 58-57. Third one-point victory in conference play, and we will need the heart medication. This is Eagle Basketball powered by Learfield.